We are living in the year 2012. We have left the Mayan calendar behind. Earth is preparing for her transition to fifth dimension. Many of us are also eligible for fifth dimension. But how do we get there? Just what is fifth dimension? Fifth dimension, living in harmony, peace, and joy. Easiness, clarity, and knowingness. No stress, no anxiety, no worry or depression. Better body performance. And this allows higher levels of consciousness. How can we find fifth dimension? Through an amazing and natural brain food, bringing peace, harmony, and joy. The brain can reach higher levels. Our amazing brains can become more. Imagine to no longer feel stressed, worried, or depressed. Instead, feel a deep sense of joy and a real happiness. Children and oldsters benefit as well. Happiness in the home. And we love that good feeling deep within ourselves.
Now, welcome everybody. Welcome to the show, Finding Your Way to Fifth Dimension. I am your host, Dale Benedum, and this is Monday, March 5th, 2012, and we're just a little under a year to the date, December 21st, 2012. Tonight's guest is a personal friend of mine and a colleague, and is she going to be bringing some information that is going to tie a bridge to the product that we've been talking about in this show. Her name is Ishitar, and she has a website, starseeds.net. If you're not familiar with it, please go and check it out. She does have her profile of open during the show, but her profile will I think she'll leave it up for a while if you'd like to check out her profile. Also tonight, my co-host, Jackie Cole. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you, Dale. Good to be here. Welcome, everyone. Yes.
Go ahead and tell us what's been going on in your for your week or for your day, because we all know what my day's been like.
Just been a busy day. I'm up visiting my mother in New Jersey and trying to help out. But I'm really excited to hear what Ishitar has to say this evening. She's had some great experiences with this product. So are you ready to bring her on?
Yes, I am.
We're going to introduce her in a second, but I also want to bring back our standing host, Phyllis Goodrich. Welcome, Phyllis.
Nice to be here. How is everybody? I feel great.
Okay. Me too. And also our longtime colleague here. Well, I don't know if long time, but our colleague that we have started the show with, and she plays an integral part in this as well. Her name is Anne DeHart. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you. And I'm really excited to hear what Ishitar has to say, because it all ties into finding the Earth is going to transit into fifth dimension. There's no question about it. And how are we going to fit into this transition? What are we going to do over the next coming months to be able to be in the best possible place to be able to actually reach fifth dimension? It all depends upon our own vibrations and what we do with ourselves. So, Ishitar, I'm really excited to hear what you have found, which certainly supports all that we have been about. So, thank you, Dale.
You're quite welcome. Well, without further ado, I give you, my friend, colleague, and just an all-around good person, Ishitar.
Hi, Dale. Well,
hi.
I'm feeling so good.
Well, I'm glad somebody is, because, boy, this day with this EMP has been, has it been playing on all of my emotions today. However, I did double up on the product today, and it has kind of leveled me out.
So did I.
So I could focus on the show.
Started
started with one, and then I started taking two when you were basically calling me a baby for taking one.
Yeah.
So I started taking two, and two is even better. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wait till you see what three and four will do a day.
Oh, I'm not there yet. But at first I was it was working, and it was working great and just making me feel better. But then taking two, I started noticing physical results. Not
like
just,
what?
Oh, you didn't hear. I think I told Ann and Phyllis. I don't know if you were on the line or not. But I told them that I looked in the mirror recently, and I was like, do I look younger?
Wow.
Like, I looked in the mirror, and I was like, okay, wait a
minute. How long have you been on the product?
I don't know, maybe about a month.
Okay. So
about a month. And when it's been great. My asthma is completely gone. I was born with asthma. I was born with it, and when I was younger, I had to take a shot every week for my asthma. It was that bad. And my best friend in the whole world was an inhaler.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you've had most of your entire life, you've suffered from asthma, and...
Well, you heard me. You've talked to me on the phone at times when I'm, like, wheezing and sounding like I'm about to cough up a lung.
Yeah, and you haven't had to hit that...
I threw it away. I don't need it no more.
Well, also, tell us a little bit about your website and what you are, because this is a show about learning or finding our way to fifth dimension, and BBS Radio is well known for it's really designed and engineered to and geared towards the whole metaphysical world and the spirituality. Why don't you give us a little background of your background in this field?
Well, I started my website after... Well, my experiences started when I was 8 years old. I'm not going to make the story too long, but,
right. You
know, I've had contact since I was 8 years old. Back then, of course, I didn't know what was going on. I was just having contact with weird people.
Uh-huh.
But once I reached about the age of 20 or 21... I had an awakening, and I realized, okay, these people that I've had contact with all my life weren't from Earth, and they travel in fancy spaceships, and they're telling me that I'm a starseed, and then that's when I had that awakening, that's when a series, just synchronistic events, again and again and again and again. It was like every time that I started doubting, there was a synchronistic event that would happen that would land me right back to square one, like, okay, there's no way I can deny this. And then I started my website because here I was thinking that I started telling people about my experiences, and they were looking at me like, okay, what is wrong with you? And I started realizing you can't just tell everyone about this.
Right.
So I
What kind of things
website.
Were happening to you and opening up to you, like the clairaudience,
Well, I was telling people that I was talking to ETs, that I was having these experiences where I was leaving my body, and just things like that, just telling normal, regular friends, and they would either joke about it or just completely dismiss it, not want to talk about it. Some would get angry, and to me, it was normal, you know, it happened
right.
to everyone, that's what I thought.
So astral travel, clairvoyance, clairaudio. These are things that you have discovered about yourself, and you know, you've shared this with me as well, and I think that's what kind of attracted me to to befriending you and learning just through you with your experiences and also myself being a starseed, also having some of this stuff wake up to and be subjected to it. So fast forward to bringing the event forward to with the bridge that ties this product. Will you please share with us what you have discovered linking this to this product?
Gosh, my life is one big mystery. So after I created my website, I mean, all my life, I'm adopted, and all my life I've been looking for my family. That was my whole purpose in life, was to find my birth family. I wanted to know about me. There was this drive that would, I couldn't even sleep sometimes. All I would think about was finding my family. And when I finally, I found my family, coincidentally, on 1-1-11.
Wow.
And it was just the most emotional, overwhelming time of my entire life, other than the birth of my children. And so one of the things that I said that I would do when I was younger was genealogy, because I believe strongly that if you know where your, you know, your roots, it could empower you in your future. And it's just a good thing to do with a family. And my family really enjoys it. They enjoy knowing their roots or whatever. What I didn't expect was that my family was descended from this whole grill bloodline stuff. And I was like, okay, that totally took me, threw me off. So I confided in a friend. I was like, I need to do more research. I want to know more. And they turned me on to two books. One of them was Bloodline of the Holy Grail. The other one was Genesis of the Grail Kings. Now, in reading Genesis of the Grail Kings, I started realizing that everything that they were describing in the book that was used not only by the ancient pharaohs, the pharaohs of ancient Egypt, but also by the Sumerians, was the very same product that I was using in this right now, that I was using. I actually had taken a pill by this product while reading the book. Like, wait a minute, because I started reading the similarities, and I was like, wait a minute, that seems extremely like the same product I'm taking. And the effects described by in the book were the same effects that I was experiencing, which was clarity, increased health. I felt, I just felt more alive. I told you I looked in the mirrors and I looked younger. I was like, do I look younger? And just overall, just goodness. And I started reading more and I figured out that the ancient pharaohs, the priests, and the Sumerians were taking this thing, but at that time it was called what is known as starfire. And it was this substance that they would extract from the menstruation of the priestesses and the goddesses. Now, thankfully, we have Lemonine. We don't. We have the product, and we don't have to take that.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
And we don't have to. We could just take it in a pill. And we don't.
So you were taking this while you were reading this?
Yes.
Wow.
And I felt absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
You seem much more energetic and joyous, and I think you actually said that you overcame an embedded fear that prevented you from... What about that, Isha?
I had so much abuse. I was married to an abusive husband, and he caused me to have some fears that I had inside of me. And I noticed as soon as I started taking this product that the fear was gone. It was gone completely. As a matter of fact, all of my fears are gone almost.
Well, Phyllis, are you there? Can you add?
I am. Yes, I was just going to interject. Very recently, a study from Harvard University came out proving that the active ingredient in the product that we're referring to, which is a neurotransmitter, a growth factor called fibroblast growth factor, what Harvard found out was exactly what you are saying. They tested this growth factor on animals, and half of the group that they had trained to be terrified of a certain stimulus. Well,
wow.
They put that group in half, and then they administered this fibroblast growth factor to half the group. Then they readministered the terrifying stimulus, and the ones that had the fibroblast growth factor exhibited no fear. No
wow.
fear.
Wow,
that alone speaks
that
to...
That is true. It's absolutely true. It dissolves your fear.
So we're talking about the fifth dimension, and all of the attributes of being in fifth dimension after listening to the introduction, whether it's peacefulness or joy or all of these things or a better body, all are predicated on diminishing fear. When you think about who would we be if we had no fear, what we would be is just a big fuzzy ball of love, which is what
yes.
we are.
Returning back to love. And this, if you would like to know more about this product that we're speaking about, Jackie has a number. Jackie, would you give that out?
Sure. It's 800-932-6793. 800-932-6793. And
so go ahead.
One thing I can say, I've only talked to Ishtar on the phone, but there is such a dramatic difference in her voice. It's amazing to me. I mean,
yeah.
she just sounds alive, where she sounded like she was just barely there before.
Now, let me tell you, even my daughter told me that.
Yeah, wow.
My daughter, the other day I was playing with her, and I was actually, like, playing, like, roughhouse playing.
Aww.
She was like, Mommy, you have more energy. I was like, yeah, I do. She's like, where'd you get it? And I was like, well,
Aww.
There's something that I use that makes me stronger, like a superhero.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the point is that she noticed.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's going to be 6 tomorrow, actually.
Wow.
I think we might mention that, you know, with all of the amazing attributes of this product, I think we should mention that it is 100% natural because, you know, given all of the things that are out there with chemicals and side effects, we should say that this is absolutely natural.
Well, of course, yeah, this is it is classified as a superfood, correct?
Yeah.
There we go, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, folks, the testimonies. I've said in the past, I've lost 12 pounds in 2 months. I weighed in at 480, and I'm now down to 468. And this product, and Phyllis, fill me in here, tell us, where does this product go directly to, and why does it go to this organ? You've shared in the past, this goes directly to the brain. If you would, Phyllis, actually take us to, Phyllis, if you would, where this product mainly comes from, how it got its name, and what organ does it go to first, and then how is it delivered to the body?
Well, it comes from a fertilized egg, which is important. Because anything that's fertilized, and, you know, going back to the story that Ishtar was talking about the goddess of Menses, all of this is, these are issues around birth. birth means that something's going to be formed. Mm-hmm. Something's going to be created. Well, fibroblast growth factor is what is necessary to create form. In fact, it's not present in an adult body, but it is present in the placenta when someone's pregnant, and it is also available in the breast milk, in the colostrum. That's how critical it is for giving information to the brain about how to create whatever it is the brain is, you know, whatever is going to be created. Fibroblast growth factor found in this fertilized, this very special formula of this fertilized egg at 9 days, creates a neurotransmitter present called fibroblast growth factor, and it is like software. It's software for the brain. It programs the brain and tells the brain how to utilize all of the great stuff called amino acids. They are like the blocks that how you build the house. It, each of the amino acids builds our body. So that is why when you give the brain what it needs to create form, which is all those wonderful 22, every single one of them amino acids, and you give it the software or the instructions or the recipe for how to use it, one of the first thing the brain does is say, whoa, it heals itself because it has been damaged by stress. Cortisol, which is, you know, the stress hormone, actually acts like acid on our brain. And it eats away at it so that we, you know, lose a lot of the functions of our brain. That's why we get tired. That's why we lose our memory, you know, a whole host of things. Well, the brain, when it wakes up and it gets all these yummy building blocks and it gets all of this wonderful instructions, another wonderful thing that it does is that it creates adult stem cells. We've all heard the hype about stem cells, but it really is all that. It's a cell that the brain can create that can become a fresh, new, brand new, healthy cell that can actually take the place of the cell in any other part of the body. So the brain starts scanning and looking for places that are imbalanced.
Are you saying this is building new brain cells?
Correct. Absolutely.
Holy moly. So Alzheimer's patients, this, it could actually reverse the effects?
Well, we've heard testimonials about that very, very often. Any imbalance in the body, we give names to it, and we call them diseases, but it really is an imbalance. And any imbalance in the body can be reversed, can be balanced. All you need are the ingredients and the information. As long as you have DNA in the cells that are good DNA, and by the way, there is literature to prove that fibroblast growth factor will even heal and restructure damaged DNA. So every time your cell is replicating, which is like every 21 days, you're getting a better version of yourself. That's why our friend Ishtar has noticed that she's looking younger. Why is that?
Yep.
Her cells are getting younger, improved, enhanced. Yep. That's why.
You know, Gail, I got to tell you this. My mother's husband has been on this product for, I guess, about 5 months, and he had the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. And it's just amazing to me because I would say it took about 3 months, and then my mother and I were talking on the phone, and she always uses the speakerphone so I can hear Gerald in the background. And Gerald started getting in on the conversation, becoming part of the conversation. Instead of staring, he just would have this look on his face like he wasn't all with us. And I'm up here visiting my mom now, and I'm talking to neighbors. I'm talking to people who only see him once a month, and they're saying to me, what are you doing with Gerald? Gerald seems more alert. Well, I've heard that from other people saying that my father had Alzheimer's, and now he's back. And that's exactly right. What's going on with Gerald. It's amazing. You don't believe it till you see it, but wow, it's just something.
I love that. Now, I want to make a link here with Isha Tar, Ann, because Ann has something she's going to, I'm going to ask her a question, and I know the answer, but I wanted to ask Ishtar first. In this book that you read, talking about the High Priestess, mm-hmm. what did they use this menstruation?
They would take on the menstruation.
How would they use it?
They would take it, and they would turn it into powder. Mm-hmm. Once they turned it into powder, they would drink it. Once okay. they drank wow. it, that is why there's so much talk in the Bible about law, you know, these beings living so long, hundreds of years. But not only that, it is where they got the original. When you go, for anyone who's Catholic, when you go to church and you drink of the blood of Christ, this was stolen from the original Starfire ritual, which was the drinking of the menstruation of the goddess, or the, you know, the goddess priestesses. And because according to the ancient Egyptians, the Sumerians, it produced, you know, it created higher life. You know, they lived longer, they were healthier, they had greater abilities, psychic abilities, a third eye, and it was directly tied to the pituitary gland and the pineal gland.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
It would heighten
and
the pineal gland.
And it created anti-aging, getting, you know, like when I looked in the mirror and I was like, am I getting younger?
Wow.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to bring this fast forward here. I want to ask Phyllis this. We had a president here, George W. Bush, in his time, and he actually turned down the research, the stem cell research. And can you put the link and give us what is in? What can you contribute to the menstruation cycle and the stem cells that's in the fertilized egg?
It says in the book that pituitary gland and pineal gland, when you extract the menstruation from the goddess or the priestesses, you're also extracting serotonin, melatonin, which is extraction from the pineal gland and the pituitary gland.
All right.
So, and it has to do with, you know, the stems. When they turn it into powder, they're all getting this product from the stem cell, and they're getting this pituitary gland substance, and they're turning it, and they're drinking it, and they're getting that same substance that they're making. They're creating it, and they're drinking it.
Phyllis, what can you add to this?
Well, I don't have any notion of what is in, scientifically, what is in the menstruation. My guess is that anything surrounding the creation of life, which is the placenta, and we know how rich the placenta must be, probably in growth factors. Eat animals, after they give birth, what do? They eat the placenta. Animals don't eat garbage.
Exactly.
So, intuitively, people know what is good for them, and they utilize it. So my guess is that if we analyzed menstruation, we would probably find that there were some growth factors, including fibroblast growth factor, because let's face it, that's the first food before there is a placenta. The first food the embryo is going to attach to is that blood. You better believe there must be growth factors in there ready to create a more complicated form. So I would imagine that that was kind of the old-fashioned way of doing it. Now we don't have to go to those great lengths. We have something that's easier and probably more palatable for people, but there have heretofore, there has always been ways that people have been noticing that growth factors are awesome. Have you ever heard of deer antler? I think it was the Native American Indians. They would get deer antler and they would ingest it. The fuzzy little, the fuzzy tips. Why? The fuzzy tips regrow and regrow and regrow. What's in there? Growth factors. So any time you can get growth factors, you're going to be in good shape.
Anybody that's taking this product out there in the audience that would like to call in and talk about their testimony, you're on the webpage right there. There's lineup. I'm sure you've called these numbers before. There's 800 numbers there and direct lines. Got four lines here. Please, we welcome your calls to call in. And coming to you, you have witnessed, and I think you too have also applied this as a topical. Would you care to share with us how?
Well, not myself, but I'm sure ready to. I just heard from a friend, and she was telling about having, for over the last 3 or 4 years, a growth on her face that resembled, she said, barnacles on a ship. She was nasty looking. It was about the size of a dime on her face. And the doctors wanted $300 to $400 to remove it. And she said, thanks, but no thanks. And then she, when she learned about this, because the girls are putting it on their face, and their husbands are making comments about how fresh they look the next morning. Well, and my little doggy, when I put it on my face once with my regular evening skin oils, she never bothered before, but when I mixed the product with it and had it on my face, she nearly knocked me over trying to lick it off of my face. So she could tell the difference right there, and as you say, they know what's good for them. Well, anyway, this lady decided to try it, and she just mixed a little bit of water with the powder and applied it to this area and then put a small little round Band-Aid to keep it in place. And she said after three, now she'd had this for 3 or 4 years, and she said after about 3 or 4 days, she could see it was changing. It was becoming smaller. And in 2 weeks, it was not there after 3 or 4 years of trying to deal with it. So if it touches anything that is irregular, it wants to bring it back to normal, Phyllis. I guess you could explain that better than me, but it's just returning anything that is not up to speed back to its proper position again, its proper alignment. And it works whether we take it and ingest it and let the brain direct it to whatever area it wants to improve, or if we ourselves apply it to a... You know, we had a lady on the call a couple of months ago whose knee was so bad. I don't know if any of you were on that call. And she a friend told her, well, just put some of the powder, just mix it into something and rub it into your knee, because she sat all day, and when she got up, she could hardly stand. And she did that, and there was no pain. So it just seems to know what is needing the support that it has to offer, and just bring things back into their proper position again, homeostasis. We don't seem to be finding anything that is prohibitive or resistant to it. All the cells seem to welcome and want it, just like my little doggie. She nearly took me down trying to lick it off my face. So
that's incredible.
The cells themselves want it. It's just amazing.
Listen, if anybody needs a number to call in, the number, there's a couple numbers, but one is 530-327-7602. Or you can call 530-413-4522. You know, I know.
Or you could call. Or you could call the toll free number at 888-627-6008. And yes, the number. Would you give the number out for the folks that would like to learn more about this product?
Sure, it's 800-932-7608. 800-932-6793, 800-932-6793.
Okay.
So we have numbers that people can call in and speak to us now, and we also have numbers that we can call after the show and ask personal questions to someone. Is that what you're saying? There's been a lot of numbers that just got thrown out here, and I don't know if people were really ready to catch it on the first fly and write it down. So
Seth,
to call into the show. We're going to
give you the number again for the information about this product that we've been talking about tonight. And Jackie, what is that number now?
The number for the information about this product is 800-932-6793.
Say it again.
800-932-6793.
Okay, and Seth, to call in on the show if you have a testimony, what was that number again, Seth?
I think he said 530-413-5011.
Okay, and there we go.
That's the number he gave.
Call in. So,
wow. I understand that this product is also good for opening up the pineal gland, which would definitely help in finding our way to the fifth dimension, because the pineal gland is often referred to as the sixth sense, the third eye, or your intuition.
Oh, yeah.
Phyllis, are you there?
I am.
I wondered if you might be able to speak to that a little bit, how this product helps with the pineal gland.
Well, the pineal gland is located in the brain, and fibroblast growth factor actually can restructure and re-nourish all the parts of the brain. So if we've had a damaged pineal gland, which just by aging or by toxins or by electromagnetic fields, all of this kind of stress diminishes our ability to have a fully functioning brain and pineal gland. And I do believe that they say that the pineal gland is the little organ that metabolizes light. And as spiritual beings, we're really beings of light. So when that is in its fullest capacity, I mean, historically, it's always been revered as a spiritual tool. Maybe Ishtar can speak more clearly to the history of that. I'm not sure I know.
Well, I know that in the ancient times, the third eye was the Egyptians, especially the Egyptians, were especially... they were especially regarding the third eye. That's why you have the Eye of Horus, especially. I've always been connected to the Eye of Horus. But, of course, in the past, I have no idea why. And when I realized that the Eye of Horus was connected to the third eye and the pineal gland, because if you look at the shape of the brain, and you take and you draw, and you to draw of the pineal gland, you can see that it's exactly like the Eye of Horus. And this was alluding to the fact that these ancient masters were recreated. They were showing us our civilization in the future, that, you know, the pineal gland is important. It's powerful, it's important, we have to maintain it. We have to keep it clean, we have to make sure that we pay attention to it. And this product, it opens it up, it cleans it up, it, you know, makes it powerful. And, you know, they've been doing this for thousands and thousands of years. And that's why they were so intelligent. And if you look at our world today, we're filled with nothing but toxic substances. Our air is toxic. Our water is toxic. Our food.
Well, as we all know, I think it's a fair choice and here. The listeners here on BBS Radio are well aware of this, that all of these things that has been by design to really shut us down so we are not well. So we don't come into our own here. Come into knowledge. Okay.
I have no idea what that is. I don't know.
EMP at full work there. The EMP's working great. Thanks.
I would like to ask Ishitar a question.
Okay.
Ishitar, knowing that the pineal is being blessed by this infusion of life, knowing that planet Earth is transitioning to mm-hmm. fifth dimension, and we have the opportunity to ride along as dependent upon our own vibrational capabilities. Not everyone is going to be able to make it all the way to fifth dimension, but those of us that are aware and really wanting to focus on this achievement, how would you say that this product would encourage that elevation of consciousness that's going to be necessary to be eligible for fifth dimension?
Well, I think that the way I see it is that the fifth dimension is exactly, you create your own fifth dimension, and really it's up to us whether we go or not, because what we focus on is what we create. And this product basically allows you the freedom to create because you're in a better place mentally, spiritually, emotionally. It clears all the garbage up. It clears up all the fears we might have and allows us to have better clarity and focus. It allows total inner and outer peace. And once we have peace with ourselves, we can better focus on creating our reality the way we want to create it, thus allowing us to create our fifth dimension, our future, our reality, however we want to make it. It allows us the ability to create.
And we would be more receptive to these higher energies that are flowing into the planet at this time?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because I could tell you a testimony just what happened to me this last week. I had another epiphany that actually came forth on Saturday. And, folks, this product, I think, was very affluent in really doing exactly what Ishtar has been talking about here tonight, and Phyllis as well, is it really is working on the brain. The clarity, the first thing I think, I don't know, anybody chime in here, the first thing that people realize that this product is working is the clarity, the focus you get. I think that's common amongst everyone.
Go ahead, Phyllis. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been hearing testimonials from all over the place, and a lot of people who don't get on the calls because they feel a little shy to talk about spiritual matters, people agree that they are catapulting, striding ahead in their spiritual growth because of at least two things. But one of it is the clarity. They can see themselves like they're a smear on a slide. They can actually look and analyze their thoughts, their behaviors. And because there's no fear attached to it, as we spoke about before, how this kind of ameliorates fear, you're calm, you're peaceful, your serotonin is flowing, you're happy, and you have clarity. So you're looking at yourself in this dispassionate way, and you're able to take a look and make some changes. That's all this, growth is about, is being a decider. making decisions, using your will for a higher purpose, for higher things. And this product, because it keeps you in a positive mood, and what you focus on expands, they've proven that with physics, when you're in a good mood, you focus on good things. When you're in a lousy mood and you're in pain and you're nervous and anxious, you focus on every little bad thing and you blow it up. Well, you know, this just is a tool. This is a phenomenal tool to help us focus, you know, get clear, get rid of our stuff, and then be able to be in a state where we can focus on the beauty of life and be in gratitude instead of in the grievance category. So a lot of people have been noticing how powerful this is as a spiritual tool.
Phyllis, doesn't this also increase the serotonin level?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what creates you being in a happy mood. It's been proven to increase your serotonin, and it's been proven to decrease your cortisol by a whopping 50%. So there isn't even a drug out there that can do that. So we're just in the nick of time when everyone was losing it.
I have to say I've also used this on my cat. I have a 15-year-old cat who was having a great deal of trouble with she was having trouble urinating. She would she had no control over it, and she had gravel in her bladder, and it has just disappeared. She's just quit doing that. She hasn't had any problem with this since she's been taking this product, and she's also acting like she's 2 years younger. And at 15, that is huge. And I'm just thrilled to have something like this. So,
well, I have just been informed by the board ops that there is not a show after hours, so we're going to take a break at the top of the hour. And what we're going to do is, we're going to take a break, and we're going to regroup. He's going to fix our calls. He's going to call everybody back here and tie them in on the Skype call. So that's going to free up the lines for people to call in, because right now we've got all the lines tied up so nobody can call in. So he's going to stack all the lines up on the Skype line, so that'll free up the lines for people to call in. So if you're listening, be patient with us. And no one's able to call in right now.
Okay.
Because we got all the lines stacked up, and I guess it's only two lines. So we definitely want to get some interaction going on here with those listeners that may have any questions, because Phyllis brings with her a vast amount of knowledge. Jackie has testimonials, Ann has testimonials, I have a few testimonials, but we want you, the listeners out there, to call in on the show here, call in on the BBS radio network here, and ask us questions, because there's a wealth of knowledge right here, and we definitely want some input. So we're gonna get back to Ann. I want to get back to Ann on this. Ann, we haven't really talked about the business aspect of this. There, you know, I think now's an opportune time for us to really kind of maybe give a roundabout way of how can people not only take in this product, but there is a format here for folks to make money doing this.
Well, I don't. I think you just said a bad word, Dale. You said the word money.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well,
and
forgive
much
me.
As we can't live without it, everyone seems to say, "Uh-oh, now comes the other shoe just fell. It's all about money. That's a bad thing." And yet
right.
again, if we don't have it, can we survive on the planet? If we don't generate it for ourselves, who's going to generate it for us? There's no shame in taking care of ourselves on this planet. People are grateful that we're able to. So, yes, there is a business, of course, tied in with it. But I fall right into the same category, Dale, because when I was told about this product, I told the person, I said, I'm not interested in a business. I'm working with a group that is working at raising their dimensions. The planet is transiting into fifth dimension. We want to get our own vibrations up there. We want to raise our own level of consciousness and be able to move along with the planet as much as possible. And the girl that was telling me about the product said, and that's exactly what this product does. It raises the level of consciousness. And when she said that, in an instant, I said, well, okay, then I'm in. I have to tell this whole group about this. And I said, because that's what we're all about, anything that will raise the level of consciousness. There's right. exercises, there's foods, there's modalities, and so on. And so I said, well, then I will tell my group about it. I said, it's not a business group at all. It's totally nonprofit, totally spiritual. Well, the next Saturday, it was time to tell them. And I was facilitating the call. And when the call was almost over, I thought, well, now this is everybody's had their questions. And so this was the HollowEarthNetwork.com, HollowEarthNetwork.com. And I was on that call, and I thought, well, now I've got to tell people. And I suddenly got tongue-tied. I was embarrassed. I was very awkward about I'm going to be talking to people about a product that has money attached to it. And I tried to explain about it, but I felt so awkward. I was just stumbling around and almost ashamed of myself to be bringing up something that had money attached. And Zora from Hollow Earth, who was speaking to us through his son's body, who is up here on the surface temporarily, Zora took over. And he interrupted me and he said, it raises the level of consciousness. It opens the third eye. It gives clarity, stability. And he went on and on, and I just sat there with my mouth hanging. Oh, I hadn't even mentioned the name of the product. And right. He just continued to give this information, and it couldn't have been said any better by any of the owners of the company. I was just amazed. And then later, one of the ladies said, I'm holding a capsule of this product in the palm of my hand. Can you tell me what it did for me? And again, and this is a being from Hollow Earth, fifth dimensional Hollow Earth. He told what it had done for her. And with that, the orders just came, because everybody's interested in supplying their body with whatever can help facilitate stability and the ability to move into fifth dimension. So that's how I got into it. And then a couple of weeks later, Zora told us, again, he says, I endorse this. He says, the developers of this product were influenced by the Agarthian network, by the Agarthians, so that they could bring this product to us at this particular time when those of us that are aware are looking for something, anything that will help us raise our vibrations, our level of consciousness. So that's how it all came about, and it has just, people are aware, and they are looking for the right thing. And if there is money involved, it helps us pay for the product. It's not yep. expensive in the first place. You can check, and you can get different rates to get a lesser amount, and there's ways to almost have your product paid for as you help others. So there's no shame in money. We're just simply taking care of ourselves, which is what we're expected to do when we're put here and not be a burden on anyone. So don't let that stand in your way. Does that help you at all, Dale?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people out here are looking for ways to make extra money. We got a lot of people that are unemployed that's not being reported. And one thing that really attracted me to this is the product itself sells itself. The product itself sells itself, and it just has an awesome format behind it that really is a great marketing plan for those that are looking for something that is, you know, a great marketing plan. And when we after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I want to go to the break right now, and we'll be right back, folks, and we'll talk more about this.
I'm holding one of the tablets in my hand, and I've been taking it for about 2 days now. And I was wondering if you could get a sense of its energy and what it has done for me, so that people could have a feedback on this product.
It's the one I was talking about.
Yes.
It is what is called reactivating your third eye area. It is also giving you more energy. It is also doing what is called clarifying your brain. It is also doing what is called purifying your system, building on your immune system. It is also giving you much calmness, taking the chaos out of your life. Is this not what is happening?
Yes, yeah, it almost makes me want to cry when you say that. It's absolutely wonderful. And so I can just say that I agree with everything that you said. I feel my brain feels less chaotic, and I'm able to focus more clearly without interruptions of thoughts coming through all the time. And the fact it raises your serotonin, evidently, also.
It does.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And it's a 9-day fertilized egg. At that 9th day, before it starts to become a chicken, is when they take the egg white and process it. So that's what it's made out of, plus some marine proteins. And if it's doing exactly what I want it to do, and what I think that the headbands will do too, it seems like they're a good synergistic combination.
This product allows you to focus better. It allows you more awareness, more thought, bringing the minds together, the subconscious and conscious minds.
Mm-hmm.
Tablets in my hand, and I've been taking it for about 2 days now, and I was wondering if you could get a sense of its energy and what it has done for me, so that people could have a feedback on this product.
It's the one I was talking about.
Indeed.
Yes.
It is what is called reactivating your third eye area. It is also giving you more energy. It is also doing what is called clarifying your brain. It is also doing what is called purifying your system, building on your immune system. It is also giving you much calmness, taking the chaos out of your life. Is this not what is happening?
Yes, it almost makes me want to cry when you say that. It's absolutely wonderful. And so I can just say that I agree with everything that you said. I feel my brain feels less chaotic, and I'm able to focus more clearly without interruptions of thoughts coming through all the time. And the fact it raises your serotonin, evidently, also.
It does.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And it's a 9-day fertilized egg. At that 9th day, before it starts to become a chicken, is when they take the egg white and process it. So that's what it's made out of, plus some marine proteins. And if it's doing exactly what I want it to do and what I think that the headbands will do too, it seems like they're a good synergistic combination.
Hi, folks, we're back. This is your host, your co-host, Dale Benenum, and your host, Jackie Cole. What you just heard there was what Ann was describing before we went on break, and you were hearing a caller calling in and talking to Zora. And Zora is the father of Billy Faywater, who is an incarnate from the Hollow Earth. And Zora was speaking through his son, Billy, from Hollow Earth about this product. So what we've done is Phyllis had to, she had to go on with other things because this show was only booked for 1 hour, but with the kindness of Doug and company there at BBS Radio, we're going to continue on a little bit further here. But for Jackie, again, for those of you that want to know more about this product or order the product, that number is?
800-932-6793. That's 800-932-6793.
And for those of you that would like to call in and ask questions about it, you can call the BBS switchboard. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And they also have four other lines right there. You can see, obviously, if you're listening to us, you can also read the other lines right there. So getting back, wow. Yeah. Ann, what a testimony, huh, from Zora.
Yes. That was the thing that cinched it for so many of us when we heard Zora, because he speaks nothing but truth, and it's always proven itself. And when we heard him step up and take over for me, and I'd never talked to him about it, and it was just universal knowledge that he was accessing and giving us this explicit understanding that this is brought to us by the Agarthians, and that it raises a level of consciousness. You know, it opens the third eye, it gives us clarity, it enables us calmness so that we can get ourselves up to fifth dimension. We can't do it when we're depressed or when we're worried or when we're anxious or fearful or in pain. And if we can set those, look at Ishtar, how she's just bubbling over, and she's so happy to be free of this fear that's held her captive over many years, and all of a sudden she's free to go out and be joyful again and enjoy life. It's like a bird out of a cage. It's wonderful.
And with the knowledge that Isha, that you brought forth tonight, it looks like this product does have an ancient beginning. As Ann said, the Agarthians, those of you out here who are familiar with the Agarthian network, these are subterranean cities within our Earth's crust that do indeed exist and have existed for a very long time. As a matter of fact, these peoples go back to the time of Lumeria and Atlantis. So with what you read in the book, Ishtar, this sounds like the birthplace, the birth of, I mean, my God, man, we're talking about the sacred fluids of a woman's body that was used and nothing was wasted, and even the placentas at childbirth were consumed to allow them the longevity. And even back then, I'm sure that at that time, the Earth was in a fifth dimensional reality. So with that in and of itself, the longevity, I mean, I don't think there even was death back then. But this, what they did with the fluids of this priestess, jump forward to what it is today when the Agarthians have influences. This really does sound like the technologies and the techniques that they carried with them through the thousands of years up into modern day today. Whoa, hello, and look what it's doing to us. It's repairing cells. It's replenishing. My God, it's affecting us on the spiritual and the physical planes, as well as opening up the third eye, you know, decalcifying, if you will, the pituitary and the pineal glands that are giving us that added edge to get us to that point where we could start doing it. You know, when I've one of the things that I've started to pick up now, clairaudio. Clairaudio. I'm starting to hear what appears, and Isha, you and I have talked about this because you had somebody else on your site actually ask this question, but it sounds like I'm hearing a television show in another room. I can hear the TV going, but I can't really make out what they're saying, but I know that there's a conversation there, and it's getting louder. And wow, man, one of the things with this product too, one of the many, many things.
Anne was feeling the same thing, Dale.
What I've noticed is I hear phrases. It's like Dale's saying, I'm picking up, it's nothing etheric. It is very commonplace phrases that you might hear on a television, 3 or 4 words, but I could repeat them right back to you as soon as I hear them loud and clear. And I think it's just the start of tuning in, of getting this new ability awakened, and getting the volume adjusted, getting it to the point that we can then tune it into whatever frequency we want to receive. But at least it's starting up. I've never had that before, and I've never been endowed with any of these spiritual abilities that Ishtar has, but I'm hearing phrases, and they're commonplace phrases, like something you'd hear on television. It's just a matter, it's starting. The ability is wakening up, and then once we get more adjusted to it, we'll be able to utilize it in whatever direction we want.
I'm not going to stop this product. I'm going to take this product because we don't have much time left.
It's happening.
And we have a caller on line two. Is Nick from Toronto on line two?
Hello.
Hi, Nick. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I just have a quick question. I'm interested in this. Because I have many health issues. I don't want to get into them, but it's not available in Canada. Do you know when it will be available?
Anne?
It's very close. It's getting very close. I just heard from John that we're hoping to see it in the next, I believe, couple of weeks, maybe the next week. So we're getting very close to being able to order. Those of you that already have accounts with the company can order and change your address from a U.S. Some people are using alternative U.S. addresses. You can input your Canadian address, and it will ship to you. Now, whether or not you can enroll someone, that's something else again. But you can order on your own account and have it shipped to you.
Okay.
So check back with us on, we're going to have a show here in 2 weeks. So check back with us here in 2 weeks. We'll have an update for you.
Okay, thank you very much. God bless.
God bless you too, Nick. Thanks for calling in. Wow, that's awesome. Ian, isn't there also another country out there that just came online?
Well, we were shipping all over the world, and we've got people on our network and on our calls from all over the world and our chat line. However, we were just starting. We didn't know the impact of this product, and we grew so fast. We attracted so much attention
that before we could complete our registrations for these different countries, they closed the doors on us until we got our paperwork finished. And we're focusing right now on Canada, which will have a great influence on opening other countries. Meanwhile, I have personally, if people are desperate for this, we have a man in Australia, his wife has been in the hospital 5 times with a severe depression. That's life-threatening, severe depression. And we sent some, and she started responding, and then when he ordered again, Australia had closed until we could complete the paperwork. So we're just getting it ordered to us here in the country and then sending it as a personal shipment to get it to some of these people that are so desperate for it. But we definitely will be open. We've got people waiting in Australia, United Kingdom, Singapore, Malaysia is open, Indonesia is open, the Philippines are open, Canada will soon be open. And once that is out of the way, it's going to open the doors to some of these other countries. Canada is sort of a threshold. So, yes, we've got people all over the world that know what this is and know why it's here, very spiritual people, and we're getting it out to everybody just as quick as we can.
Mm. Well, Dale, you were telling me that you were taking Laminine at night in the beginning, and you felt like you got quite a bit of energy from it, and it was challenging to sleep. And then the other day you were telling me you thought that the Laminine was picking up what, you want to word that for me? And so that now you're able to...
Yeah, when I first started taking the product, it really, you know, I didn't notice anything for a while because, my God, I was 480. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not taking enough. And I was taking it in the morning, and I was taking it before I went to bed. Well, I was noticing that first week, my God, it was jacking me up. I mean, I was up all night. I was like, I wanted to go out and cut the grass. And we don't have a lawnmower. You know, somebody cuts the grass for us. But it's just, I had all this energy. And wham, it was the first time it was really introduced to my body. So it went on, and then I noticed it kind of sloughed off. So I started taking more of it. Well, doggone it. I took more of it. Kept me up. Well, I'm starting to understand some of the psychological thing about this is I don't want to call it the placebo effect, but it really does kind of act that way. What it is, it's the mind over matter thing. I stopped taking it at night, you know, because I talked to you, Jackie, about it, and you said, well, why don't you take it around 7 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening, and I did. And I noticed that I was losing my energy. So once I moved out here to Colorado, I started taking it again at night. But this time, I was reading a book about intentions. It was a small book. It was about the intentions that we use for our everyday life. And what I discovered is, if you put the intention out there, if something isn't going to work for you, or if you say, oh, I can't do this, well, guess what? You're setting yourself up to fail. So I implemented this with the Laminine, and I started to tell myself, I'm going to take this before I go to bed so I can have a good night's sleep. And you know what? I started having a good night's sleep. I started having a much restful sleep. So before I go to bed every night, I hold the two capsules in my hand, and I look at them, and I say to them, you are going to give me a good night's restful sleep where I do not have to get up and go to the bathroom. And I am going to have a very peaceful sleep, and it's going to open up my pituitary or my pineal gland so I can have more lucid dreaming. Well, wow. It's going to take a few more nights because I've added in that extra part here this week. So I'm hoping that this is going to literally get me where I want to be in the spiritual sense. But I'm telling you, right now, I'm getting a good night's rest again. So there really is something to using the power of intentions. Even when you don't even know that you're doing it, you could talk yourself either into sickness or out of sickness. This product, you don't even have to have the intentions. It already is going to go to work on you, but without you even knowing it. But when you add in that intention, oh, folks, stand by.
That's interesting.
When I say the clear audio, you're going to start hearing. You're going to get the clarity. I'm also the clairvoyance. Ishtar, how has this enhanced your abilities that you possess now? Hello, Ishtar. Did we lose her? Okay. Well, I guess the guys are going to work on calling her back.
Is Ann still there?
Hello, Ann?
I had you muted. I'm here.
Man, I tell you, this solar cycle. Oh, okay. Isha,
no,
are you muted?
Something for our listeners, one of the first things that most people notice with this product is that they do sleep straight through without any programming necessary. They're amazed. One man went to bed, I think it was at 5 o'clock at night, and slept till noon the next day. The body, when it is blessed with this release of tension and nervous depression and so on, and it's suddenly allowed to settle back into peacefulness, people are asleep. I have slept 12 hours at a time, and that's when our body heals. So, you know, everybody is different, and you went through a lot of cleansing as well in the beginning, Dale, that might have preempted you into a different direction where you needed to encourage your body. But, my gosh, some of the very first things people comment on is, what a wonderful night's sleep. I can't believe I slept so long without interruption. So, yes, that's one of the very first things. I'm glad you brought that. Plus the fact, dreams, people can recall their dreams. They see in color. I do.
Yeah.
And this is special for me, but sometimes my dreams are just like a novel with all the ins and outs of a novel. And I'll see a scene that one part of it is in full brilliant color. It might be an electric blue or an emerald green, not the whole picture, just a specific item in the picture. But, boy, I know it's in color, and this is all new. These are new abilities that our brain is just learning how to do.
Yeah, we got Ishtar back?
Same thing. Is Ishtar back?
Doug, we're going to need to call Ishtar back. Do you have her number? Okay.
If there is anyone that has questions, this is the opportunity to ask the questions. Of course, the show is formally over, but we did have the opportunity to continue for those that were with us at the end. So what is the number they can call in if there's anyone with questions right now?
It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008.
And that's for Canada as well, folks. So U.S. or in Canada, you can call that toll-free number and you can call right in. Yeah, so Canada is going to be next couple of weeks here. We're looking at direct shipping. And, no, that's awesome.
The other number, if anybody wants more information on this, is 800 800-932-6793. It's 800-932-6793. We get Ishtar back yet?
Probably not, but, you know, I think this might be a good... we're coming up on the bottom of the hour.
Well, if there's no one calling in with questions, I think most people think the show is over, you know?
Yeah. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, we're going to run, we're going to end the show here on this note. I think we've had a real good run tonight. Too bad Phyllis couldn't stay with us, but that's all right. We were only scheduled for an hour. And I would like to thank Doug. And, Ishtar is back with us. Ishtar.
Hi.
Well, sorry we missed you there. We were talking briefly here, and before we end the show, we were talking about how this product also is opening up our spirituality and the path and the walk that we're walking towards the fifth dimension. I mean, obviously, the name of the show is Finding Our Way to Fifth Dimension. What have you noticed since you've been on this product with yourself, with your own abilities?
They've increased. I've been able to work with energy better. I've been more calm and peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel a general sense of clarity and focus that I didn't have before.
Clarity and focus. That boy, that's common.
Mm-hmm.
I have that's to tell awesome. You, one of the people that I know of who's using this and has been using this for about, I guess, about 4 months. He's in his 80s, and he is actually growing hair on his head that he hasn't had in years. So it's
growing back in dark, not gray. It's growing dark.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It just goes on and on. It's just amazing what this does.
Well, folks, we're at almost the bottom of the hour, and I want to give you an opportunity time to say any last words.
Well, you know, my theme song is Finding Our Way to Fifth Dimension and using everything that's been made available to us to do this. Of course, meditation is the primary requisite, and if we're agitated, irritated, worried, depressed, in pain or in fear, we're not going to sit down and be able to have a high level of meditation at all. And that's the first step. So that's why we've been brought this product. And those that are aware know what I'm saying. I don't have to say any more. Their own inner intuition will tell them if it's for them or not. So we're not here to make this something that is beyond understanding of the normal person, but each of us will know if it's for us or not. So with that, I'm just going to close. I'm very happy for those that have stayed with us. It's a blessing. And we look forward to joining with you in a couple of weeks. So go ahead, Dale.
Thanks, Ishtar.
All right, folks. And Ishtar, thank you so much for coming in tonight. And one thing I want to add to this, as well as some of you may be aware, I'm also the host of the Hollow Earth Network on this very station, the BBS Radio opposite, every other Monday. So please join us with Colonel Billy Faye Woodard, who is from Hollow Earth. And tune in to the HollowEarthNetwork.com website as well. That's Ann. That's Ann's, Ann is the webmaster there and has done a wonderful job on that website. And one more thing, Billy has and Zora has talked about the headbands while using this product. I have acquired a headband. I had a headband that was made by Billy himself, and he presented it to me a week ago. Actually, 2 weeks ago, and I have been using it. And I will tell you, I cannot compare because I've been on the Laminine, but for those of you that have just acquired a headband and is taking this product, I think you're going to see some very good results. And for those of you that are not aware of the headbands, please check out HollowEarthNetwork.com on the headbands tab. And Billy will be talking about this, I'm sure, in the near future on the next show that we have next Monday night at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. So with that, tonight I'm gonna close out the show and thank everybody for coming in and listening, and tune in 2 weeks from today when we will continue this, and join us for next Monday night for the Hollow Earth Network. Good night, everybody.
Good night.